I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time for another edition of our award-winning history series, Saving Stories, with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis V. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
This is Women's History Month, and a quick shout-out now to the UK women's basketball team for making another appearance in the NCAA tournament. As a matter of fact, we are highlighting the game-changing federal civil rights law called Title IX, which helped bring women's varsity sports back to the university.
The Nunn Center has recently launched an oral history project documenting the history of women's basketball at the University of Kentucky. UK had a women's team that was first organized in 1902. It was very successful, but in 1924, President Frank McVeigh declared in a Kentucky Colonel article that basketball was just too strenuous for girls to be playing, and the University Senate then passed a bill to officially abolish women's basketball at UK. And it took until 1974 for women's basketball to become a varsity sport at UK. Sue Feimster was a graduate assistant in recreation administration at the University of Kentucky in 1969. She was our first interview for this project. Sue was the first head coach of the UK women's varsity basketball team, and she really was the founder of women's varsity sports at UK. In this excerpt, Feimster talks about her first introduction to Title IX at a national conference in 1969.
I think the conference people, every year they had an update from Washington. And I think they deliberately put this update on Title IX at the end of the conference on the last day in the last session. So I go to this conference meeting. Mr. Johnson says, you need to go to this. You need to start learning about the national things. And he was such a mentor like that. So I'm in the meeting, and this lady comes from the National Association. She's updating on Title IX. Well, I'd never heard of Title IX. She starts reading this out, and I'm hearing these words. I knew it was all going to happen, and I knew girls could have sports on the varsity level. They could have scholarships. They could have paid coaches. They could have uniform. I mean, I could see the whole thing just popped in my head, and I could hardly contain myself.
When Sue came out of the session, she couldn't wait to tell her boss, Bernard Skeeter Johnson, about the possibilities that Title IX was going to create for them. He told her to write it up in a report.
So I spent my whole time from Minneapolis to Lexington. I'm writing this report from him. And then I thought, I better inform the president, Dr. Singletary. So I write him a letter, handwritten, three-page letter, saying, this is coming. It's going to be in place. If we act now, we could be ahead of all the SEC. We could lead in this department. And that I'd submitted a report to Dr. Johnson, and I would love to discuss it with him, blah, 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 you know, whatever an excited 26-year-old person can write. And on my way home, I drop it off at his house, dropped it in his mailbox right on campus.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, Mr. Johnson comes in to see me here. He said, Sue, did you write the president a letter? I'm all excited. I said, oh, did he get it? Did he get it? I mean, has he read it already? I wrote him about Title IX. And that's when he said, in the kindest way, Sue, have you ever heard of the chain of command? I said, no, I haven't. He said, well, at the university and most places of work, you would write me the letter, encouraged me to write the dean a letter, and I would encourage the dean to write the president a letter. And in all sincerity, I looked at him and said, that takes too much time. Well, next time I'll do that, Mr. Johnson. And he said, well, they're going to let you get by with it this time because you didn't know it. He said, but don't do that again. I said, I won't. But what did he say? Well, he had formed a committee on women's athletics. We wasted no time.
Now, Doug, as I understand it, this is a brand new project.
We're just getting started. In fact, we have partnered with Valerie Still, who is conducting the interviews.
All-time leading scorer at UK, by the way.
It really is incredible to hear Valerie Still interviewing these women. These are oral history interviews I want my own daughters to listen to over and over again.
And some of these are already online, right?
We're in the prototype phase of this project. We're hoping to raise money to fund it, so stay tuned. The first 10 interviews are available online at kentuckyoralhistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.